Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 452. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things there with a track from Rachel Sweet. That song is called Tonight, and it was on the 1980 album Protect the Innocent, which was put out by Stiff Records. Rachel Sweet was a child star, commercials, live stage, all sorts of things, from Akron, Ohio, brought over to the UK to be the next Suzy Quatro, edgy American on Stiff Records. They put out, I think, 3 or 4 albums, but never became the star. She continued to act, and you saw her pop up in things like Seinfeld or singing things like the Clarissa Explains Everything theme song. Anyway, she's kept busy, and now she's a producer on a lot of television shows. So crazy how things go there. That album was recommended to me by the fine folks in the Darling Buds, who said it was a perfect power pop album, and well, that song is, and a few others are pretty good there too. That album is, I think, mostly covers. Maybe 10 of the 12 tracks are covers, but that song there is an original. The rest, it's a good set. Del Shannon, Graham Parker, Robert Palmer. There's a lot of good songs covered there. The Damned maybe doesn't do that one so well. But anyway, hunt that one down at the record store when you're crate digging. That is Rachel Sweet. Anyway, I've got music for you this week, and it's all remarkably similar, because that's the mood I'm in, and we'll talk about that in a bit. Let's jump into something brand new, though. This is The Interrupters with the song Got Each Other.
If you are alone tonight, you can come with us. If you don't have friends or family or people that you trust,
and walk 10,000 miles, and when that storm
to remind you that you're listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 452. The last song there was The Cheap Cassettes with the song Kiss the Ass of My Heart. That's the title track of the band's 4 or 5 song EP. Comes out next week, July 13th on Rumbar Records. Lots of solid rock and roll, lots of power pop, lots of leather jackets, a little bit of sneer, but a whole lot of pop. Really enjoy that Seattle band. Hope to see them someday, but chances seem slim. Before that, we heard from BBQT. That's a project of Gabby Bam Bam, who is the heir to Susie Quattro. Sorry, Rachel Sweet. The song I played is Let's Go, and that is the title track from the band's self-titled debut. Came out in April on No Front Teeth Records, that band based out of Austin, Texas. And again, another band that I've never seen live. And then we started the set off with The Interrupters. That is the song Got Each Other, featuring Rancid, or at least featuring Tim, Lars, and Matt, each taking a turn on a verse there. That is on the new album Fight the Good Fight that came out a couple weeks ago on June 29th on Hellcat Records. That Los Angeles band definitely playing the third wave ska and doing it so well that I'm almost embarrassed to say how much I enjoy that album. Give that one a listen and listen to it with an open mind. You're going to find something on there that's really good for you. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. It may seem there's a bit of a theme this week, but it's only because that's the new music I got this week. And, well, sometimes I keep getting the same things over and over because that's what I want to hear. Just looking to be happy this week, and power pop does it for me. Let's jump to another Seattle band here. This band is called Super Crush. The song is Walking Backwards.
I'm not afraid to
music is definitely working for me. I'm feeling happier. I hope you are too. We started that set off with Super Crush. The song was Walking Backwards, and that's the B-side of the I Can't Lie 7-inch. Came out earlier this year, April 27th, on the Alternatives label. That Seattle band is currently on tour. They played Kansas City just a few days ago. Saw that show, really enjoyed it. Hope to see them again. And I picked up the last two 7-inches. I really liked them, and now I know there's two more 7-inches I need to find somewhere. So the hunt begins. After that, we heard from Trust Fund. The song I played was Carson McCullers, and it's on the album Bringing the Backline, which came out earlier this week, July 2nd. A weird release date, but that's okay, because Ellis Jones, who is that band, self-released the album, and he can make whatever rules he wants. The album is varied. I think you'll find some things that are a little more electronic, there's a lot of things happening, and I think that he's aware of that, and if you look on his Bandcamp and decide to buy the album digitally, there's a warning about it all, and it's very, very entertaining to read that. Anyway, I'm about out of time here, so let me get some of the business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 452. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @SidMuchRock. Look at the concert calendar, some things happening this weekend. On the 7th, we've got Casket Lottery playing at the Record Bar. Nature Boys have a great show at Davies, and I forget who's on that bill, but it's really good. On the 8th, Racket Club is playing at Riot Room. On the 9th, Sidekicks is at the Riot Room. On the 10th, Jenny Lewis is at the Truman. The 12th has Bad Ideas at the Riot Room, and that's with somebody who I've just started to get into, and I forget who, but you'll hear him on the podcast next week, probably. On the 18th, Courtney Barnett is at the Truman. The 19th, Neurosis and Converge are at Granada. Mephiscopheles is playing the 19th at the Riot Room. On the 25th, Lemuria is at the Record Bar. The 26th, Via Luna have a show at Rhino. 29th, Stephen Malkmus is at the Record Bar. And then peeking into August a bit, on the 1st, Erasure at the Uptown. On the 4th, Deaf Heaven at Granada, Other Americans at Rhino, or Heidi Gluck at Mills. So some choices there for the 4th of August. Let's see. Look at the website. What's new there? Lots of things. We've got photos and videos and so many videos up. Hard to keep track of it all, but we've got the Dead Boys Company Retreat and Uncouth Show. We've got photos and videos of that Uncouth Dirty Work Sidewalk Celebrity Show, and photos and video of a Super Crush, Obscenity Plugs, Big Bite, Youth Pool, and Puzzle Head Show that happened at Come and Go all within the last week. All right, one track left for you here. This is from Kansas City's own Brandon Phillips and The Condition. The band will be releasing early next week, July 10th, a two-sided single, digital only, I believe, for Cardiac Arrest. And that's a great song, and I heard a rumor there might be a video of that one soon, but I'm going to play the B-side here. The song is called Whatever, and I enjoy it a lot. That band is hard to explain, but it's rocking all the right ways, and I hope you agree too. So here we go, Brandon Phillips and The Condition with Whatever. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week. You could
Stop.